There's more stories this morning of the continuing coverage of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and its recommendations, as well as the recommendations contained within the Commission on Taxation and Welfare ahead of Budget 2023. The latest discussion is that pensioners face losing a range of perks after an expert group advised the government to scrap lower USC rates, tax reliefs and PRSI exemptions for retirees. The Commission on Taxation and Welfare has made a series of far-reaching recommendations that would help pay for the ageing population, but if implemented, they're likely to result in higher taxes for pensioners in the coming years in order to avoid punitive levies on the working age population. This continues on from the story yesterday in relation to younger workers being suggested that they face paying an extra €2,500 in taxes so older people can still retire at 66 years of age. In a while, we'll talk about the implications of all of this with Jerry Moriarty from SNEEM, who is CEO of the Irish Association of Pension Funds. But first, with Sue Shaw, CEO of the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. And Sue, look, these stories coming in succession, part of it is just kite flying and suggestions and recommendations that come around this time of year, but a lot of it seems to relate to pensioners, and not a lot of it making for good reading, I'd imagine, for your members.
No, absolutely not. Good morning, Jerry. No, it doesn't make for good reading, but at the end of the day, one of the things we're clear about is that this kind of kite flying that pitches one generation against the other benefits nobody. Like, the bottom line is, this government and previous governments have been aware of an ageing demographic and have not put in place some of the suggested or options that they would have had to change the reality of our pension and managing and paying for our pension. We are very clear for all of our members. Yes, none of us want to think about a reducing pension, but equally, we're all members of families. We all have kids who are trying to buy houses and can't afford them. We're not looking for that to be penalised, but our current system is that it's pay-as-you-go. Do you know what I mean? The current generation pay for the pensions that are there. The difficulty in that is, in 1991, we had five working-age people for every one pensioner. In 2031, it's 3.5. In 2051, it'll be 2-1. So the government is looking at how do we go about this. And for me, I think it's a bit about picking off easier targets than maybe looking at some long-term solutions that would ensure that we all do better out of this. And I really think this kind of kite flying that starts to say, well, we're asking younger people and older people are very comfortable. That's not a reality for all older people. Of course it is for some. Do you know what I mean? But it isn't for all older people. And I don't think this is helpful to anybody, this kind of kite flying.
What do you think the government should be doing here? And how does that factor in to the perception, maybe the reality in some instances, that politicians, by and large, will always side with penalising the younger person if there is a decision to be made? If there is something that has to be done, either on tax or pensions, that they'll say, well, older people vote, we don't want to lose our seats at the next election, we want to stay in power, so we'll take the safer option for us politically to side with the older part of the population.
I suppose there's a truth to that.
And I'm saying that in the context of how the last general election went, when the pension issue became a massive hot-button issue for the election, had a big impact.
Exactly. It was a Stop 67 campaign. But the reality about that is, as the Pension Commission found, and at the time, that the voters who voted for that were across the spectrum. I can remember doing a programme, and we had a student of unions on, and they were saying, student union people on, and they were saying, no, we're not in agreement with continuing the working age out further and further without proper consultation and without it being properly planned. Ad hoc measures are not. So that, and the Pension Commission actually found that this was not just supported by soon-to-be pensioners. Across the board, people felt, don't introduce things at that ad hoc rate. So I don't think it's just older people who resent this. Yes, I do get that the politicians are sensible around realising the power of the grey vote. But equally, I think they also need to realise that all of us are parents and grandparents, and we don't want to see our children penalised. There has been other options proposed to them by Social Justice Ireland, ourselves, Age Action, but they're not really thinking along that line. And this, it's whatever is decided, I would think, is already decided. And it's this kind of kite flying that makes it difficult then for younger people who are already struggling with house prices, who are already struggling with the reality of the cost of living as it stands at the moment. And throwing this into the fire, it's just, I don't get it when there are other options on the table. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, they talk about the pension levy that was introduced on a four-year term. It's still sitting there.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And that's on everybody's salary. So I think it's better that we pull back from this kind of negative, reactive response to, and clearly ask the government to act responsibly around this and begin to look at some of the other proposals that are on the table, not just one slant on it.
Yeah, and perhaps maybe, as recommended in the Tax and Welfare Commission and recommended by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, that, you know, whatever you do for this year, why not come up with a, and I know to an extent they've and it's been long delayed, this auto-enrolment pension scheme for younger workers. They're a long time delayed at bringing that in. But that a long-term plan, a clear plan, spell out how it's going to affect everybody and what tough decisions are going to be made to make sure when it comes to 2031 and 2051 that we're not in big trouble.
No, and I think that would really be helpful if we could see some long-term planning from our government rather than the reactive stances that they have taken. And very clearly, they're talking of people auto-enrolling and into a private pension. But the bottom line is, for many young people, the idea of adding a private pension on top of their outgoing bills, I think it frightens them. And I don't think many of them can afford it. And they are the very people who are going to be reliant on the state pension in years to come. It has been eroded in some cases. It's not a flat universal. Not everybody will get it. And what we are saying is that, yes, slow down. Plan effectively. Not just on a cycle of being re-elected.
Okay. All right. Spot on. Sue, listen, we'll leave it there. I know you're pushed for time, but thanks for giving us your perspective on it this morning. That's Sue Shaw there, the CEO of the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament. What's your view on what you're learning about the options before the government? What will they do? Will they take away some of those tax breaks? Will it be, on the other hand, be left to younger workers to take up the slack and pay more for the pensions if the pension age stays at 66? With me to discuss this further is Jerry Moriarty from SNEEM, of course, CEO of the Irish Association of Pension Funds. Jerry, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
What do you make, first of all this discussion and, you know, these excerpts being taken from both the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council's advice to the government and the Taxation Commission statement as well on the range of options before Pascal Donoghue? A lot of it seeming to focus on pensions, older people versus younger people, and now this morning the tax treatment of pensioners.
Yeah, I think what's happening really is there's a realisation that, you know, something needs to be done to address the major increase in pensions expenditure that we're going to experience over the next 10 years or so. You know, by 2030, spending in pensions is going to rise by about 4 to 5 billion. And obviously that needs to be paid for in some way by either raising taxes or cutting services elsewhere. I think what the Fiscal Council have done is taken, you know, the decision by, you know, which hasn't been actually confirmed, but it's been well flagged that the government isn't going to increase the state pension age from 66. And it's just looked at, okay, if you pay that by increasing PRSI, then you've got significant increases. And obviously that impacts younger workers who are going to be paying it for longer. I think what the Pensions Commission had looked at this and who had recommended, you know, a more gradual kind of slower increase to 68 for the state pension, had a kind of range of measures that put the balance at a cost between pensioners, obviously, by working longer, younger people by some increases in PRSI, which you're probably going to have anyway. And I think what the Fiscal Council has just done is highlighting, well, if you're not going to increase that pension age, and then you look at PRSI as the only way of paying for that, then it's going to have a significant impact, and obviously more on younger people than older people.
That's the way it's set up to be at the moment, if something isn't done structurally to the whole system, Jerry. Would that be right? Or
that's
what can
correct.
Be done?
And I think, you know, we do have to look at the whole issue around retirement. And, you know, almost, they do seem to be looking at a way of encouraging people to work longer by having a higher pension if you delay your retirement. And I think that would be good. I don't think it can be you only do one thing or another thing else. I think it's got to be a blend of different measures that do impact on different people. And then obviously what the Taxation Commission is looking at is that there are a lot of, if you like, advantages given to pensioners in the tax system, and they're talking about removing those as well. And that's, I think that's more or less about the kind of cost of pension system, but more about their view of the tax system as a whole. So I think you're right in what you said earlier about we do need to get on and make decisions around this. We can't keep putting it off forever. And interestingly, the Fiscal Council have highlighted this as being a medium-term issue, not a long-term issue, because of that, you know, major increase over the next, you know, 8-9 years of 4 to 5 billion on expenditure and pensioners on pensions, because we've got an aging population and an awful lot of people going to be retiring over that period of time.
Yeah, and Jerry, in the context of that, look, on behalf of what your members would want is one thing, but just your own view on the feasibility of keeping the pension age at 66 forevermore in this country. We're getting all sorts of advice from all sorts of groups that all seem to be pointing along the lines of, you know, we're living longer. We have, yes, we'll have more complex needs as we live longer, but life expectancy is increasing. On one hand, you have people complaining about being forced to retire. They feel fit and well to continue working. And on the other hand, you have people insisting, and a lot, all practically of the political parties, especially after the last election, holding fast now to this article of faith that the pension age will not move, such as their fear of a backlash from voters.
Yeah, and I think that is the political challenge. I think realistically, it's going to be difficult to keep the pension age at 66 without a lot of pain elsewhere. So I think you need to make a hard choice about what you want to do. And I think you're right. I think there are clearly a lot of people who do want to stay working longer. There are also a lot of people who, you know, may join the workforce on leaving secondary school. You know, asking some of those people, and a lot of people who work in hard labour, asking those people to keep working longer isn't fair either. So I think we need a much more flexible system, and try and get away from this idea that there's a set age where everybody retires. Have systems in place where you've got flexibility for people who want to or need to retire earlier, but also have flexibility that encourages people to work longer, because it's only that sort of combination of a number of different things, which will include, you know, having to cover the increased cost, that will solve this.
Yeah, and that's the other side of it. Finally, Jerry, on the wider sense of it, the decisions, we'll see what happens in the budget. There is an issue sometimes, well, a lot of the times in Irish politics, of short-termism. Politicians only think about the next 4 or 5 years. This is going to think, solving this problem is going to take the next 10 years, 15 years of planning, and maybe tough decisions by a current government that will benefit a future government. Are you in any way hopeful that that might finally happen, that some Minister for Finance or this one will say, right, I'm going to actually draw a line in the sand and solve this particular problem, or at least start solving it, and explain then to the people of Ireland, you know, I'm doing it this way and this is what it's going to cost on the other side of it, whether that's younger people paying for it or not?
I'm reasonably hopeful that it will be addressed. I think there's enough, there have been enough reports, there's enough highlighting of the issue. It's not an easy issue, but we can't keep talking about it forever. We have to actually do something, and we have to put that planning in place for long term. And I think you're right, it is about explaining to people in a very honest way about the impact of the decisions that will be made.
Yeah, certainly is. Jerry, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your view on it on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
That's Jerry Moriarty there, CEO of the Irish Association of Pension Funds, and the wider issue with pensions and how we're going to pay for them over the next 20 years.